This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing that I think you guys have noticed a lot in the news is nursing homes keep being brought up. Nursing homes, assisted living facilities, senior apartments. And with COVID, we've been revamping everything. We're revamping schools. We're revamping work. We're revamping how we, you know, see patients, how we shop at Costco. And so in the news yesterday, in my neck of the woods in Las Vegas, there was a nursing home facility. I think they have about 133 residents. And they have recently had 24 deaths coronavirus related. So when I first heard that statistic, I was like, only 24? I know that's a bad thing to say. I'm being honest. I was like, with coronavirus out there and with all the numbers of cases we're being told that are out there and an assisted living facility in a nursing home having the most vulnerable population, the first thing I thought of is how did they protect the other residents? All right, there might be something there. Unfortunately, because that nursing home and that or that assisted living facility has one of the highest percentages of COVID-related deaths, they are being investigated. And it'll be interesting to see what happens, what comes out of that investigation. And so I was interviewed by News 13 who did a fantastic job on the story on, you know, what is so vulnerable about these assisted living populations? You know, what is a nursing home or assisted living facility supposed to do in light of everything going on with coronavirus? And so even though they seem to have a higher percentage of cases, I am really dying to know why. One, that number was, that number did, comprise 24 deaths. What did they die of? Was it pneumonia? Was it a heart attack? And the patients just happened to also have coronavirus? Or were these patients that got coronavirus and then started to decompensate? I also want to know how other individuals within that facility who were at high risk didn't get it. Or if they did get it, why they didn't get sick. Because the elderly population seems to be the most vulnerable. Those who seem to end up on the ventilators or be more critical aren't always the young individuals. They're the older ones. So many nursing home facilities and assisted living facilities have taken a lot of heat in this coronavirus pandemic. And I think we just kind of need to be a little bit honest about what they do and what they are. So, my kids have already told me that I don't get to live with them later. That, you know, when I, you know, get old, which is happening probably in the next 16 months, they're going to put me in a home. They've already said, look, okay, don't be trying to be nice. Okay, you know, I know you support us now, but the second we can support ourselves, see ya. And I'm kind of happy with that because I need stimulation. I need to be around other people, you know, and I hear the guys in these nursing home facilities are really flirty and stuff. In fact, I have friends of mine who I made them promise that, you know, if Corey leaves me for a younger woman or whatever, will they at least be my roommate, you know, in these, I mean, I have it all set up. Me and my friends have it all set up. Who, you know, where we're going to room, you know, if we're going to cheat in bingo, you know, if we're going to double date. So I have this all planned out. So I'm actually looking forward to it. I want there to be a facility because these nursing home facilities or senior living, they get old people. They get it. You know, I had grandparents live with us, you know, and I see how my kids interact with grandma and grandpa. They love them and all that. But everybody has their lives. You know, young people have to do what young people have to do. Middle-aged people have to do what middle-aged people have to do. I mean, I'm middle-aged, and I got like 70,000 things going on. I don't have time to entertain somebody who's older. These nursing home facilities and senior living, they do that. They have games. They have bingo. They have physical therapy. You know, they have talk sessions. They spend more time with your loved one than you do. And nobody wants to admit that. Everybody wants to think these nursing home facilities are like jails or whatever. Some of them are really, really good. So the more they get heat for what happened with coronavirus, the more I worry that somebody's going to say this doesn't work. Now, why wouldn't it work? Well, you have a vulnerable population. Older individuals, they're already vulnerable in that, you know, their immune system is starting to wind down. Some of them aren't very ambulatory. They can't walk. The average geriatric person has a lower basal body temperature. So if you're waiting for a 100.4 fever and they're at 99 and you don't call it, you know, meanwhile, they could be having a fever. They could be having COVID. They could be going into sepsis. And, you know, they might not be having that high fever that we're expecting. If they, let's say, get coronavirus, and here we are being told, we'll cough it out, take deep breaths, spew it out, take a hot shower, get outside in the sun and get some vitamin D. Older individuals can't do that. If they can't get out of bed, you know, if they've had a stroke, they can't do that. So it's a triple whammy. Somebody in a nursing facility is among other people who are sick. They're vulnerable, and they might not be able to, you know, have the same liberties of trying to, you know, fight an infection like younger folk do. So when we do have a pandemic like coronavirus, the biggest hotbeds are going to be nursing home facilities or prisons. And I'm a little worried about people looking at the glasses half empty versus the glasses half full, because somebody very, very dear to me, these guys are like my brothers, and their dad is like, you know, like a second dad to me. He's been in a nursing home facility now throughout this whole thing, and he's alive and doing well, knock on wood. I mean, so, you know, they might be doing something right. These facilities, you know, might actually have the cure to coronavirus. Who knows? Because otherwise we'd be seeing a higher death rate. Again, we need to know how many people, you know, were true coronavirus deaths versus, you know, again, people, unfortunately, in these, you know, facilities have cancer. They have heart disease. They have other morbidities that can cause them to die. But before we start to, you know, grab our knives and pitchforks, I think we need to, you know, look at exactly what they're doing, because I think they work harder than the average, right, institution in terms of trying to prevent infectious disease. And if there is a misstep, we find it and solve it. But please, you know, we need to keep these facilities around, because I need a place to live. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We got Ron calling from Hamilton, California. Hi, Ron. How you doing?
Hi, I think I'm doing fairly well.
Good.
A little bit of confusion on what's going on. I'm working with people on the school board looking at what would be coming up as far as curriculum and service projects. And there have been some questions. And today I'm hearing on some broadcasts that they're talked about people coming in and saying that they can go anywhere as free citizens without wearing masks, somewhat similar to those who talk about vaping and smoking. And where is that a citizen in this country can actually put in harm's way other citizens because they're saying simply that they, as free citizens, have the right to do as they will? Where is it in our education and background that such thinking takes hold over the interest of others? Where's the lack of compassion, understanding, and forward look that knows that to put someone else in harm's way is putting yourself and your own family in harm's way? Where is ignorance taking place that holds on to the common sense?
You know, Ron, you bring up a good point because, you know, during flu season, I see people cough and sneeze and snort and they don't cover their mouth. They don't wash their hands. There is a laziness and a selfishness that does pervade. And I agree. There needs to be common sense. And, you know, people do need to realize that their selfish acts can affect our own evolution and survival. The only problem is I don't know if it's up to the government to force us to cover our mouths or, you know, I don't know, wear helmets or, I mean, I agree the government has to protect kids and all that, but I don't, especially since a mask doesn't necessarily prevent disease from being spread. I just don't know if the government can force somebody with the flu or COVID to stay home.
Well, let me just come back a little bit. I'm just talking about the awareness that what you may be doing can put other people in harm's way. You can affect them. Mm-hmm. Where in our upbringing, our parental upbringing, do we decide that we are more relevant to our life alone without consideration for others? Where is it in our family training that we have lost the awareness of being responsible, yes, for ourselves, yes, for our family, and yes, for the society that allows us to live free in it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, you bring up a
now,
good point.
I would say that a mask does some protection. Doesn't entirely. That's correct. But your eyes can also be infected as far as the virus being spread. You know, and you really have better covering. But should we allow just anyone to go out and affect others? Like, I wear a mask when I go into a supermarket. And the people in the supermarket now are wearing masks. But as I'm going out even yesterday, and people are starting to come in the out door, and I see kids and parents without masks. I don't say anything, but I see everybody else in the place with masks. Now, I understand what you're saying, that it's not 100%, and government shouldn't put its face into our society to the degree of controlling our lives. But if it's focusing on the protection of society itself, putting people in harm's way should be guided as any law of someone coming up to you with a gun and trying to rob you or try to hit you. Isn't this in harm's way when you cough in the society as you're talking about? I don't see that so much. I did see it early on in this with people coughing in a store or whatnot, and that would be looked down on. But there is a point. Yes, as a citizen, I should have those rights that the government has given me in the management by government. But shouldn't government manage to protect us from others that would cause us harm?
Well, like with HIV, you know, there are laws where if you have HIV and ruse somebody into a sexual act and give it to them without their knowledge, you go to jail. With tuberculosis,
well, that's if you have knowledge. That's if you have knowledge that you are having HIV, like you would have knowledge of having this virus now. But with asymptomatic positions, you don't necessarily have a realization that you have any consideration, or you should have any consideration because you feel you are free from the virus.
Well, Ron, you brought up upbringing, and it's a good point because we all grew up in people have colds, people have mumps, people have measles, people have chicken pox, and we were allowed to still go outside. We were allowed to still go to a store, go to a park. Flu. I mean, my kids, up until this year, every flu season, they still got to still go to school if they didn't have the flu. So I think the problem is we're trained. We're kind of trained up until this March that, you know, whether you have, you know, MRSA, whether you have a yeast infection, whether you have, you know, prostatitis or some sort of infection that we don't know everything about, you're still allowed to go out there. And so I think we're kind of already trained, and then all of a sudden...
That's generational. You're correct. You're correct, and that's generational. I'm 77. I grew up in the time of polio. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in a time where they were very watchful, and they wouldn't send you to school with a flu or a cold.
Right.
So we've had a generational consciousness change that may be a disruptor to our whole potential of survival.
True. Ron, can I ask you something? So you say you work for the school district. What are the schools doing? What are they? Are they, you know?
Well, right now, I work with the school district, and right now they're talking about maybe putting something in during the summer, maybe with very restricted amounts of students' attendance. They're trying to get this thing rolling again, but they're really concerned that this virus will have an upturn as we move forward.
I think it will too. So what would you, if you got to, you know, run, let's say the school district, would you urge continued online learning? Would you urge staggered small groups?
There's a difficulty in online learning because it could become boring and discipline has to be manifest. I think what we need to do now, like what we're working on, like hopeandbeyond.org projects with service projects. I think kids need to be engaged online so that they can be engaged as they re-enter schools. I think engagement is important now, not just running them up trying to give them an education, which at home, without the discipline, they're not going to get.
The loss
of education is extreme now.
I agree. Ron, thank you for calling in. You be safe out there. You brought up a lot of good points, all right? You be safe out there. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't blame, you know him for, you know, seeing, you know, people kind of blatantly coughing and sneezing. We've seen that too. You know, one of the reasons why my husband closed his office during the lockdown is he wore a mask, other people wore masks, and somebody came in just coughing and spewing. And when he asked the gentleman, you know, could he kind of wear a mask or cover it up, you know, the gentleman got mad. And, you know, even though, you know, my husband and I are, you know, constitutionalists and, you know, we agree that, you know, we should have a right. You know, when it does come to infectious disease and common courtesy, you know, it's hard to just pick one side or the other. And you know, I know we have a huge population of, you know, baby boomers or traditionalists that Ron would be a part of that, you know, they're trying to live their life too. And so, you know, do they have the constitutional right to be able to go outside and not fear infectious disease from somebody who's sick, you know, or do we have the constitutional right to go outside when we're sick? It's a great question. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. On the school topic, you know, it's, I'm noticing this with my kids too. They don't have the other interaction with other students. And, my son got A's, by the way. I'm waiting for the rest of his grades, but he's in engineering. Oh, I'm gonna blast that all over social media. My baby boy got A's in physics. Physics! I mean, I was the brainiac in my family, but I couldn't do physics. And calculus. Oh, my gosh. I think I barely got a B, maybe, in calculus. So, again, no interaction. Didn't get to do labs. Didn't get to work with other students. Same thing with my other one in high school. You know, again, it was, you know, sitting there at a computer by themselves. You know, school, we've talked about this. The thing with school, which is going to make this very, very tricky, because I don't think a lot of parents are going to, you know, have their kids go back to school this fall. Honestly, the first sign of a school shooting, I don't blame. I think a lot of parents are going to be like, forget this. My kids are staying home. So I don't really see a lot of parents signing up for, you know, having their kids go back. I am seeing on social media parents going, please, for the love of God, take the kids back. But, you know, a big part of school is kids learning how to work in groups, kids working with others. You can't hold a job successfully in life if you can't work in a group, unless maybe that's all now moot if we're all working from home anyway. I don't know. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade. just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Labor Department says more than 2.4 million Americans filed initial claims for unemployment benefits last week. That means more than 38 million people have filed first-time claims since the coronavirus pandemic began. Mark Hamrick is a senior economic analyst for Bankrate.com. He reminds us,
each claim represents a worker who has been displaced from their job, and in many cases, those are people who are earning money for a family. So this shows the magnitude of the efforts to flatten the curve of the coronavirus, as we must, but this takes an economic toll.
Former Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe is now the nation's Director of National Intelligence. The Senate confirmed Ratcliffe on Thursday. He replaces Dan Coats, who resigned last summer. Two acting directors have been filling in since then. Coats, a former Republican senator from Indiana. This is USA Radio News. A scary situation as things begin to slowly and safely reopen in Arizona. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A shooting at a recently reopened shopping and entertainment complex in suburban Glendale, Arizona last night. Mayor Jerry Waters says the virus lockdown served as an unlikely hero in the incident as only 3 people ended up injured.
The pandemic very likely could have possibly been a lifesaver tonight because of smaller crowds.
The suspect is making his first court appearance on Thursday. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is saying that another coronavirus relief package may be needed, despite many in the Trump administration and Republicans in Congress saying that consideration of such a bill is premature. Mnuchin making his comments during a virtual event with the political website The Hill on Thursday. Earlier in May, Mnuchin said that the administration should use a more wait-and-see approach. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have people on the line, and we'll get to you guys, 1-877-DOCDOLLY. But we're taking a quick poll. I want to kind of take your temperature on this one. One of our callers in the last segment from California had discussed his constitutional right, but this was a different take. Rather than a constitutional right to be able to work and open your business, or a constitutional right to, you know, wear something on your face or not, his question was, doesn't he have a constitutional right, being 77 years old, to be able to go out in public and not be exposed by others? Do we as citizens require, or do we deserve that protection from our government to keep infectious disease away. So here, for those of us that, you know, live by the Constitution as our Bible, where, you know, government cannot impinge on our rights. If we don't want to wear a mask, they can't force us to put something on our face. They can't force us to take an injection. They can't force us to close down our business. They can't force us to not use our tax dollar spent schools. But what about the constitutional right of you being able to go outside, not have to worry about a deadly virus? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the vaccine issue is going to come back. Remember, we were talking about measles and mumps, rubella, and a lot of people weren't getting their MMR vaccine, and then we had a measles resurgence, and some parents are like, wait a second, you're not letting my kids go to school because they didn't have an MMR shot, but these other kids that didn't get a flu shot get to go to school. So that was a complete cluster. We had no consistency when it came to, all right, if it's a pediatric mandated vaccine versus a flu vaccine. One, you can't go to school if you didn't have the other. Yeah, you could still go to school. So that was a little bit of a cluster, and I think the CDC is going to, you know, shed some clarity. Not sure where that's going to go because the flu shot is a still very unpopular vaccine. But I'm worried the COVID vaccine is going to be unpopular as well. So on the vaccine front with COVID, we're being told that we have some companies that think they're making great breakthrough. We have another scientist that spoke out saying, no, guys, don't expect it anytime soon. COVID is not very easy to make a vaccine for. So while that's a complete cluster in and of itself, looming is this threat that half of America still wouldn't plan on getting the COVID vaccine anyway. So our caller had asked, you know, where are my rights? I mean, I want to live in a country where I, being 77 years old, can still go to a park, can still go and, you know, go to work without fear of getting a deadly virus. So who does the Constitution protect? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I pay a lot of taxes, and my kids should be able to go to school, not be fearful of a shooting, not be fearful of getting a deadly virus, you know? But I understand that we can't have government force certain things on us. Like, okay, well, you have to, you know, dress up in PPE when you go to school. You know, if it's like 100 degrees and it's hot and you're sweating, you have to dress up in that. Or, you know, there's limitations. But I'm wondering if the Supreme Court is going to have to kind of come in and weigh in on this, because you're going to have people that demand that they are going to schools with kids that got the vaccine. And, you know, I don't understand why in the media and all that, everybody just kind of looks at, you know, the time and the now. Okay, I see a whole slew of issues coming to hit us this fall. One is the environmentalists. Okay, the environmentalists have been very, very quiet lately. I like environmentalists. I think they're really, really cool. But I see a lot of paper products and disposable products, and I see a lot of aerosol sprays, and I see a lot of, you know, waste and non-biodegradable things being used for our relaxation of shutdown regulations, you know, to go back to work. And what happens when the environmentalists go, okay, guys, we're polluting the environment again. We need to stop all this plastic use. We need to start recycling paper. Nobody's seen that. That's going to be a huge issue for all these businesses that are spending a crap load of money on paper menus and paper supplies and recyclable things. Same thing with vaccines. Okay, we're trying to get the kids back to school. A lot of us as parents are like, please, for the love of the Lord, take my kid. So while we're trying to get our kids to go back to school, is anybody thinking about the vaccine problem? What if parents don't want their kids to get a vaccine? What if China is the company? I was asked this yesterday. I think I was asked this on the Simon Conway show. What if our vaccine came from China? Would I get it? I told him I still would because I trust a lot. I know this is going to come as a shock to you, but we get a lot of good research and good information out of China. Maybe not government-run entities. But we got some brilliant researchers, some brilliant scientists over there. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they already have the vaccine. So if I see people get the vaccine and it's already been used on, you know, other countries and people seem fine and whatever, oh, hell yeah, shoot me. I'll take the vaccine. I would trust a vaccine from China. The average American wouldn't. So what are we looking at here, people? We have rights, right? We don't want the government to impinge on our rights. I think the government went way too far when it came to shutting down businesses. I supported them as a doctor because this was a deadly virus and they needed doctors on board. But do I think there was an overstep? Oh, hell yeah. And the threat that there's going to be another shutdown and at any time they could shut down does bother me. It's just too easy now. The government can just like that closes down and they can pick and choose who closes down. It was very arbitrary. You know, certain companies that sell marijuana, you get to stay open. Churches, no. Okay, that to me, overstep, way overstep. Okay, you need to convince me that people can't sit 6-8 feet apart, you know, and not pray. Thank God Metro, Las Vegas Metro was able to have their graduation yesterday. It was gorgeous. And it was very easily done. You saw the graduates sitting at least 6 feet apart. Sheriff Lombardo was pinning them and it looked like a beautiful ceremony. I mean, we could be still living life. We could be doing graduation ceremonies. We could be still having weddings, okay? Life could still be going on, but that's neither here nor there. But, you know, when we look at, and I'm sorry if I lost my train of thought, but when we look at going back to our new normal, the new COVID, they're saying like BC and AC or however they're going to do it, ACDC, whatever. When we look at the post-coronavirus new normal, I think there's going to be a lot of hypocrisy. I think there's also going to be a lot of trampling on the Constitution. And we need to figure out if we're going to have a consistent message or not. Is it in our constitutional right to be able to send our school kids to school, go to work, know that we're going to be safe? You know, are you going to be forced to take a job, lose your unemployment insurance if you don't want to get coronavirus? Is that something that the Constitution is supposed to protect you? Or is the new normal the government can at any time lock you up, have police go to your place of work, fine you? Is this, I think, in Illinois? I think the Illinois governor is planning on citations and jail time if you open up your business. I mean, this is just a complete mess. And where's the Supreme Court? Are any of these cases going up to the Supreme Court? No, because it has to go through the lower courts first. I think we kind of need to hear from a justice. Just somebody speak out. I know they don't do this. And we're coming up on the summer. That's what's going to happen. What's going to happen is something big. All right, we are going to need them, and they're going to be on break, and we're all going to be dealing with this ourselves, which is kind of what we're doing right now. We are trying to interpret the Constitution ourselves, and maybe we do a better job than the Supreme Court. Who knows? But am I the only one seeing this a complete cluster? The way we're going to be handling vaccines, the way we're handling, you know, business closures, you know, you have half the country saying it is my right to be able to go outside and not get coronavirus, so everybody put on a mask. You have the other half of the country going, you can't tell me what to wear and impede my breathing, and you can't tell me to close up my business. So somebody's got to figure this out. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some breaking news. A shooter at Naval Air Station in Corpus Christi, Texas, has been neutralized. According to the U.S. Navy, said in a statement today, one member of the Naval Security Forces has been injured. They said all gates on the installation remain closed while first responders process the scene. NCIS is en route, and state and local law enforcement are on scene. So there was a shooter at the Naval Air Station, Corpus Christi. They said the FBI also reported to the incident and is assisting in the investigation. So FBI, everybody's on board. Naval Security Forces responded to reports of an active shooter around 6:15 a.m. Central Time. According to the Navy statement, the base was subsequently put on lockdown, according to a post on their Facebook page. Naval Air Station Corpus Christi has been home to naval pilot training since 1941, according to its website. We'll keep you guys posted as we get more on this. There was a shooting in Arizona, Glendale, Arizona, which is near Phoenix. An armed terrorist, they say, shot at three people at the Westgate Entertainment District. The shooter is in custody. Three people were shot last night in a very popular and prominent shopping complex near Phoenix. Police responded to the Westgate Entertainment District around 7:25 p.m. after receiving multiple reports of a shooting in the area. Spokesperson Tiffany Nigalula said that three people were shot and one in critical condition at a nearby hospital. Two other victims received non-life-threatening injuries. The shooting was no longer active when police arrived. The shooter was 20 years old, Armando Hernandez Jr. Police officials said Hernandez remains in custody. They said police challenged him and they were able to safely take him into custody. I thought there was a video where there was a mom who tried to run out of the car to stop him. I don't know if it was that one. There's been a few shootings going on in the last few days. And is that odd to you guys? Before the lockdown, probably every other day we heard of a shooting. Then we have this lockdown. We start to have the restrictions loosened up. And now almost every day, you're hearing of a lockdown or some sort of violence. Is it that people who really wanted to kill were just sitting there waiting, polishing their gun, going, I can't wait, open this up. I mean, I want to know if there has been a higher percentage of these violent acts after lockdown relaxation, if locking somebody down and then letting them out is worse than not having the lockdown. I just wonder. It's just very odd to me that it's like, you know, we have a little bit of social distancing restrictions. We slowly start to get to open up, because you would think if somebody really wanted to attack as many people as they could, they'd want to wait until, you know, there would be a lot of people, you would think. And instead, it's almost looking like the next day, they've just been scratching at the door, waiting to get out there. And was the psychological trauma to somebody with mental illness keeping them locked down enough to trigger an attack? You see, in jail, when you have violent offenders in jail, they go through counseling and therapy and reform, and, you know, they don't keep somebody locked up and say, now you're out. I mean, they make sure that person can go back into society. And when you, like when you lock up a dog and you lock up an animal, the second they open up the cage, they run. And then they calm down a little bit, and, you know, I noticed that with my dog, too. If I have to take my dog somewhere and we put him in a little carrier, the dog is like, oh, my gosh, the dog is like the worst thing ever, being in a carrier. Sometimes we don't put him in a carrier. But the second, it's like full gallop, high speed out of that. They run around like, freedom, and then all of a sudden, like, all right, well, no big deal. I wonder if you need to be really, really careful when you lock down people with mental illness. And then you don't have that transition. Now, we don't know who has mental illness out there. You know, people are saying, wow, crimes went down when we had the lockdown. Well, yeah, you could be locked down for 20 years. Crimes still happened. In fact, there were thefts, people with masks doing stuff. Crime didn't go away. But I just wonder if we need to rethink the lockdown thing. And here's another thing we need to rethink. Let me tell you guys about this. This happened at a Waffle House. A man has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder because he opened fire on a Waffle House employee who told him he needed to wear a mask. He was arrested Monday. The attack happened early Friday at a restaurant in the Denver suburb of Aurora. Police said in a statement, officers responding to a report of a fight and possible shooting found the employee with a gunshot wound. The victim was transported to the hospital. From what we understand, he is recovering. But the alleged suspect is Kelvin Watson, 27 years old. He attempted to purchase takeout food when he was told by a cook that he could not order without a mask. The suspect allegedly returned later that night with a mask, which he was not wearing, and was again turned away by the same cook. He then placed a gun on the counter and told the man, "I could blow your brains out right now." He returned Friday a third time, was rejected, and slapped the cook before opening fire. The victim was running when he was shot in the chest or abdomen, according to the report. The suspect, described in the affidavit as a regular customer, was tracked down through witness descriptions and a 2013 BMW sedan people in the restaurant said the shooter used. Aurora police discovered Watson was wanted for questioning in an April non-injury shooting at a Denver tow yard. The caliber associated with the attack was the same used as the Waffle House shooting. Now, on May 8th, the region's stay-at-home orders were allowed to expire, and Aurora area residents defaulted to state rules, which encouraged residents to wear a face covering or mask when you leave home while Waffle House is open for takeout or delivery. I like Waffle House. Waffle House has a good eats. But now this starts to beg the question, what danger are we putting our workers into? All right, you have people out there that don't like the laws. They're not, you know, taking it well. And you have hairstylists. You have food servers. You have people at Costco say, "Look, guys, you know, we're just trying to follow the law here. We get closed down if you don't follow." They're not police officers. They can't protect themselves. What are they supposed to do? We're going to talk about this in a second. But, you know, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. How do you enforce these mask rules? And how do you expect places of business to bump up security so that they could help, you know, execute these laws that the governor wants, when the average person is just trying to cook at Waffle House? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we're going to talk about Lori Loughlin is going to serve only 2 months in prison. Husband Massimo Giannulli will serve 5 months because of bribing college officials to get their daughter into school. Little did they know that, you know, it was going to be online anyway. They didn't even need to bribe. But they took a plea deal to avoid spending 40 years behind bars. The deal recommends Lori, the mom, to serve 2 months and pay a $150,000 fine. Her husband has to serve 5 months and pay a $150,000 fine. Both agreed to plead guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit fraud. We're going to talk about that, too. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.